If you're a busy woman raising children and you want to learn to reverse engineer how you want to feel in all areas of your life, listen up. For the first time ever, I am teaching my energetic time management process. Not only am I teaching it live, but you're getting one-on-one access to me. Yes, you heard that correctly. You can reach out to me personally and get feedback on how this process is working in your life. So head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/workshop. As soon as you register, you are going to get a pre-recorded training video that you can watch over and over and over again that also has an accompanied PDF, step by step. I'm literally showing you step by step. You're also going to be given the details to reach out to me one-on-one and my team so we can support you as you're integrating this work in your busy schedule. And we're also going to be throwing in 2 live group Q&A calls. So come ask your questions. I'm going to show you how to integrate energetic time management, not just at home, but in your work as well. Ask all your questions and I'm there to help you live in alignment with how you want to feel. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/workshop and join us live today in May. Unapologetically happy. Hey guys, it's Heather again. Okay, so in the past few episodes, I said I'm going to do a podcast today, which would be Monday through Friday, not including the weekends. And I've slipped off a few days, so I'm getting back on the horse. This is about, I always say it's about progress, not perfection. I'm not going to make up excuses. I just haven't gotten it done. But of course, if someone said, you need to get this done or else your whole world is going to explode, I would get it done, right? So it's about making a priority. What is my priority? So I'm going to get back on the saddle and say, how can I? I'm still committed to this process. So I also like to share the behind the scenes with you to let you know, one, I'm human. 2, we all have dreams, desires, goals. And 3, when technology doesn't work for you, kind of figure it out. And that has been a huge, one of the barriers is, you know, the system that I typically use for my podcast has been off a little bit. So today I want to talk about being unapologetically happy because this is a concept that I'm uber excited about this week. About how can I? Unapologetically happy. This past week, you guys have been filling out the application at heatherchauvin.com/takebackcontrol. And we've been talking about your dreams, your desires, your worries, your fears, all of this fun stuff. And I keep hearing you say, I feel guilty. I'm afraid. My husband won't like it. He won't accept it. My children, my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother, the neighbor. Like all of these excuses of other people's opinions of you. I recently had an experience with a friend, and it kind of left me in this space of, did I do something wrong? We're human beings, right? We co-create our lives in community. And one of the things that I truly advocate for is being your authentic self. Being your authentic self. Because when you are being your authentic self, you are giving yourself, your children, permission to do the same. Example. Your son wants to wear makeup and you don't accept that. But that is him being his authentic self. When you say you can't be you, you're saying I don't see you and accept you for who you really are, right? One of your children or somebody you know comes out and says, I am gay. and you say, no, you're not. I don't accept that. What you're actually saying is, I do not see you and accept you for who you really are. Okay, these are big, bigger things, but what happens when you are energetic? What happens when you are loud? What happens when you, like myself, are a no BS person? Say it like it is, keeps it down to earth. Not everybody likes that, right? If you ask me for my feedback, I'm going to give you my honest heart-to-heart feedback, and you may not like that. Why? Because I can put kitty cats and rainbows and stars and stickers around it, but it's going to be your truth, and sometimes people don't want to hear the truth. So being unapologetically happy, I had to really check myself this week. Because I found myself in a situation where someone was asking me to be somebody else. They were saying, don't do this, don't do that, don't be who you really are, Heather. And I thought to myself, if I can't be who I really am in front of you, then I don't think I can be with you. Because I am not willing to sacrifice my happiness so that you don't feel uncomfortable. If you don't want my opinion, don't ask for it, right? So it's like when women fill out the form and they get on the phone with me and I'm like, what's keeping you stuck? You want to make all this money in your business. You want your marriage to last. You want to feel so good and so present in your mind and your body. And you want to stop yelling at your children. What's stopping you or slowing you down from making that happen? And then when we explore that and they say, I'm not willing to invest in myself. I'm not willing to do the work. Well, you got to be honest with yourself. Fuck. That's going to suck when you're sitting there going, I want it. I want it. I want it. But do you really? Because you're not following through. And the truth of that is when you're on the phone with me, your coaching, it's uncomfortable, right? There's discomfort there when someone is showing you something that you don't want to look at, that you've been resisting looking at. But what's the alternative? You either suffer and struggle your whole life, or you sit with a little bit of discomfort. And this is what our society has been made of. When I talk about being unapologetically happy, it's about being you, even if it makes other people uncomfortable, right? Dye your hair purple. Your mom doesn't like it. Your grandma doesn't like it. She's going to have to deal with it. You're not a serial killer, for crying out loud. You just dyed your hair purple. But what happens is we start to mold ourselves. We start to shrink ourselves down. My husband doesn't like it. My child doesn't like it. This is not acceptable in my society. Oh, Heather, if you lived where I live, it is not acceptable. But the truth is, you have to own that. You have to own your discomfort. Own it. Because you put yourself there. Or you can say, I am going to be unapologetically happy for who I am. This is me, loud and proud. This is the hair I want to wear. These are the clothes I want to wear. This is the lifestyle I want to live. This is the emotional health. Because guys, on the other side of this, when people don't know you, I mean, you're always going to make other people uncomfortable. You're always going to piss them off. So if you're manipulating yourself to satisfy one person, you're annoying another. So just be you, right? And then you will attract people to you that want to be around you. And the other people, they will just fall to the wayside. Unapologetically happy. The truth is, when you are being yourself, when you are fully self-expressed, honoring your wants, your desires, your needs, oh my gosh, this is where the abundance comes in. This is where all of that weight leaves you. All of it. Because because you're just in alignment. You're you. And when you're you, you can be you, and it's so easy to be you. And then people come and go. And it, yes, there's grief, there's loss, there's upset, there's discomfort. But do you want to be temporarily uncomfortable with the loss of someone, something that you thought was there? Or do you want to suffer your whole life pretending to be someone you're not? It's up to you. It's 110% your choice. It is. Even if you feel like somebody is holding you hostage, it's 110% your choice. So owning your hard work, owning your courage, being unapologetically happy for the success that you've cultivated and created in your life, because you can give back so much more. You can give back so much more when you are being you. I've seen it in my own life. I see it with my clients. I see it with their children, that when their children are just being themselves and the parents are accepting of who they are, everything clicks. So today, your action is to ask yourself, where in my life am I just apologizing for who I am? Where in my life am I saying sorry when I actually don't mean it? Where? Just a little aha moment for you guys. Today is day one of the Time Freedom Challenge. If you haven't joined us, you can still join us. So head on over to momisincontrol.com/Time Freedom Challenge. And if you want to talk, let's talk. If you are ready to take your life to the next level and you are so done with your own bullshit and own excuses, and you're ready to get real results. And what I mean by real results is to cut your time in half, get to the point, take action, and make shit happen. Your children are growing at a rapid pace. Do you want this time to just slip you by? Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/take back control, and we'll talk soon. Love you lots. Cause
we fall into the river.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/lifequiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you. I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz.